Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you all about the NXT favourite who could be set for big things under Triple H.
A major update on a couple of game-changing WWE returns.
We have the latest notes on a couple of huge WWE face heel turns.
And an injury update on Becky Lynch and how long she'll be out for. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm having real difficulty saying the initials WWE for some reason.
Me, you and Kurt Angle.
It's like that other channel. What is it?
WWE.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking about Triple H, his WWE head of creative. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Triple H coming in, right? Head of creative, the boy, all of that stuff.
Yes.
You start looking around the roster and going, hey, this is a person he might push. This is a person he might push. Bop, 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 bop. Fightful Slides coming through with the scoop last night.
No crap, just sat.
There you go. I was going to say no poop, just scoops, no. But that's really bad, and I don't know why we keep saying it. Sorry, Sean. Right, Tommaso Ciampa.
Or yes! Ciampa,
just one name these days. This report came out prior to last night's episode of Raw, but what ended up happening on Raw kind of backs it up.
Yes.
So that's cool. Basically, Fightful reporting here that Ciampa's presentation is going to be enhanced. Gonna be tweaked.
Good.
Gonna be made good, made better. Not that he hasn't been good on the main roster so far.
No.
But, you know, the word enhanced means make better. Mm-hmm. So there you go. He is considered a potential beneficiary of Triple H coming in as head of creative, and that's no real surprise given that Ciampa. Okay, given that Ciampa was so prominently pushed during Triple H's time in NXT. He was a Triple H guy. When he left NXT and Stand and Deliver, Triple H came out, arm over the shoulder, all that stuff. You know the drill. You know what's going on there.
Who beat him there? Oh, yeah. Tony D.
There you go. Okay. A part of this might be Ciampa being positioned in more matches that allow him to show off his in-ring ability. That's going to be part of his new presentation, apparently. There's also been talk of him going back to his old NXT theme, but when Fightful published this report, that wasn't yet set in stone. Yeah, I think they should go back to the No One Will Survive thing. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
My preference. I prefer that. Now, Ciampa has obviously been paired with The Miz on the main roster, and he's received praise for how he's adapted to that, taking the creative given to him and just running with it. Like, good work ethic. His demeanor with regards to all of this has been described as great, so he's clearly won some fans backstage.
Yeah.
Last week's promo, you know, the minute-long thing where he just spat hot fire into the camera, that earned a lot of praise as well. So on Raw, this kind of came to life. We had the United States title series type deal. He won a triple threat. Later, he faced a fellow triple threat winner, AJ Styles, and the winner of that faces Bob Lashley for the US title next week. The winner of that was Ciampa, profited from Miz's interference a little bit there, but nonetheless, he faces Bobby Lashley next week. The AJ match was really, 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 really good. Him and Lashley is a fresh, interesting pairing. It's a total freak show of a match in that it's something I never even would have considered possible a short while ago, because Ciampa was always like, hey, I don't want to go to that main roster thing, man. I'd rather stay down here, and you know, it's better for me and my injured neck history and all of that stuff. You know, it's a better schedule. But here we are. I think this is really cool. I think Tom Ciampa is really cool. I think Triple H is doing a pretty fine job so far.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Raw was a vast improvement. It's not completely fixed by any stretch of the imagination. No. There was DQs and things like
it
that.
It was the best Raw in months, though.
Without a doubt, yeah. I'm a vibes guy in 2022,
me too.
Andy.
Vibes and only.
The vibes coming out of Raw
star
right
ratings
now
are for losers.
Are just far better than they were months back. And yeah, Ciampa's the perfect sort of person to embody that. And like you say, he for someone who was like, I'm never going to the main roster, his move up there has been pretty seamless. Like, yeah. We've talked before about Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and the like, kind of working out the WWE system. If you're not a Roman Reigns, you're going to have to play the game a little bit. And, well, he's associationship with the game. Associationship?
Association hood.
But I'm really happy for him. Oh my God, that finish in the first triple threat match with Styles and Mustafa Ali and Miz was absolutely sensational. Yeah. Obviously, Ciampa won the other one, then beat AJ Styles, as you said. I'm really excited. Him versus Bobby Lashley, him getting a big push, more than deserved. The right sort of guy for Triple H as well. And am I right in thinking this title match goes down in Cleveland?
It does. You know who's from Cleveland, right? Cleveland, the bear.
The Cavaliers.
Is there a bear called Cleveland? I don't know. LeBron James, Cavaliers.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not there anymore, but was there before.
Go Bucks.
Yeah.
My Milwaukee Bucks, my team.
Like the Orlando Magic, and they are terrible, so what does that say about me?
Well, the news coming out of Raw was just great stuff going into it and coming out of it last night, because prior to last night's Raw, there was also a really intriguing development around the situation with Sasha Banks and Naomi. Obviously, there's been speculation on this for months since they went bollocks to your tag team titles and bollocks to your show and left, and quite right that they did so as well. WrestlingNews.co reporting prior to Raw that the former women's tag team champions had reached an agreement to return to the promotion and they were potentially going to be on Raw last night. Now, that, of course, did not happen. But in a Wrestling Observer Figure 4 Online daily update, Dave Meltzer said that Banks and Naomi are, quote, moving in that direction. He was unable to confirm if things had been signed at the time of writing, but he did say that many people in WWE expect it to happen. This is a sensational change, a turn of events.
Yeah, it is. And in the original report as well, it noted that even if it doesn't happen on Raw, they hope to get it done in the near future, yes. Which is obviously really positive. Yeah, this is going to be like such a huge win for Triple H. And it really shows, along with bringing Dakota Kai back and various other bits and pieces that happened at SummerSlam, really shows how much of a detriment Vince McMahon was on a talent relations level. There was no chance, I think, in hell of Sasha Banks coming back into that company while he was still there. And with talent relations, the latest fall guy in that role was Johnny Ace. But for me, the rot starts all the way at the top. Vince McMahon had been a colossal detriment to WWE for a long, long time in so many ways. Mm-hmm. I don't care about how much profit they've made. I'm speaking from a talent relations perspective here. So many people are now going to look at that company and go, hey, I maybe want to work there now that may not have considered it before. So many people who were flushed out of the company because they didn't like the creative that came from that man are now going to look at it as a more attractive proposition. So far, it's early days and we're not, don't want to say everything is amazing straight away because that would be jumping to conclusions. But so far, Triple H's reign looks like a huge win. It's not even so much that. It's just getting rid of Vince is a huge win across the board.
Yeah, he was an anchor. Well, he was called something like that, actually. But he was an anchor to WWE, in my 100%. Opinion. Just slowing them down. And, yeah, arguably the best WWE women's division we've ever seen if we get Sasha Banks and Naomi back.
Yeah, stacked. Absolutely stacked. And, look, you know how high esteem we hold both of those in. Particularly Sasha, who is like a proven ratings star. She's a star. She's great. This is a big win across the board.
Honestly, like this, like you say, with the returns of Dakota Kai and the new Io Sky, former Io Shirai, Bayley, the turns that we're just about to talk about, like WrestleMania's card could be stacked with women's matches.
Absolutely, it could just be stacked in general.
Fingers crossed.
Two nights, let's go. Hollywood, isn't it? England.
And we're going to be there. It's not been confirmed, but I'm manifesting, Andy.
There we go. That's, yep. big announcement.
On the show, I mean, as well.
Oh, yeah, we're on the cards.
It's the eel versus the king of the mice.
It's the eel versus, well, it would be funny. Almost. That would be funny.
Very good.
Almost trying to wrestle a toy eel. The big boy.
The question is, who will be playing babyface and heel? Speaking of which.
Oh, well.
Eel, obviously, just answers itself. But.
Turns! There's not much to this story. The turns that occurred at SummerSlam. Obviously, Becky Lynch going babyface, Ronda Rousey going heel. That's been rumoured as a WrestleMania 39 match for ages, so you figured maybe that was the first pieces coming into play. Interesting report here from PW Insider, noting that Becky is now listed as a babyface internally in WWE. As you'd expect, she turned to SummerSlam last night. She was pure babyface in her
great promo, opening promo.
Talking about something that you're going to mention in the next story. So that's reflected. However, on the SmackDown side, Ronda Rousey is actually still listed as a babyface inside WWE.
Nope.
Which to me seems like more of an administrative thing, because that was quite a clear turn. She's also been suspended
and fined
by WWE as part of that storyline. That was announced yesterday. Seems like an administrative thing to me rather than a sign that they still consider her a babyface. But yeah, there you go. There's the deets. Yes.
Yeah, quite right. We talked to you yesterday about Triple H making sure that Becky Lynch turned babyface is the right thing to do. It's very rare to see WWE getting their ducks in a row at SummerSlam in anticipation for a WrestleMania match. It's a pleasant surprise to have. And yes, I suspect that it is just an admin thing. Ronda Rousey's heel. Maybe she'll miss Clash at the Castle due to suspension things because she can't be asked to come to the United Kingdom, maybe. I don't know. But also, maybe they'll say, Ronda, you took it too far. You took it to the extreme. And then you've got Extreme Rules after Clash at the Castle. It sometimes does just right itself.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But an update on Becky Lynch and that injury. You may have seen the image doing the rounds of her shoulder looking all wonky at SummerSlam. And yes, she confirmed on last night's Raw that she suffered a shoulder separation. A shoulder separation.
What was that?
It's sort of not Sean Connery. Yeah, Sean Connery, but also Aleister Black.
Well, I imagine that tag team.
Anyway, she brought out Bianca Belair. She congratulated her. She hugged her. As Andy said, she turned pretty much babyface if she hadn't already at the end of SummerSlam. She told Bianca to hold it down until she returned. She then subsequently got attacked as she went backstage by Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky.
There you go.
It's going to take a while, but I'll get there.
We'll get there.
WWE confirmed Becky's expected to miss several months due to the injury. And for once, this isn't like, good. I'm glad that they're injured, and they, you know, sometimes I say, oh, maybe this injury is a
not glad that they're injured.
No, exactly.
But yeah.
You know, get the injury, go away, come back, and then you'll be refreshed. She felt ready to go off on a baby face run immediately. It's a shame, but it is right. She goes, take some time off to recover, and my word, those returns toward the end of this year and the start of next year, Cody, really Becky, oh, it's huge for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think this is a bummer. Anyone getting injured is a bummer, but from a storyline standpoint as well, because it felt like that was ready to go after the Bayley, Io and Dakota stuff at the premium live event. So yeah, this is a bummer, but the division across the board is making moves.
Yes.
We saw people like Alexa Bliss and Asuka moved into prominent positions last night as well. So, you know, it's not a catastrophe or anything like that, and all the best to Becky in her recovery. I'm looking forward to having the man back and big time Becks.
Yes.
Not back.
Yeah, they're just a breath. Bored
of the character. Personally, me, you might like it. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, get well soon, Becky, and she'll be coming back in a few months, basically. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us, Brian George starts us off. Says, hello, gents. What do you think the chances are McIntyre wins the title in Cardiff only to lose it to Theory the same night? Do we think Theory still has a chance with Vince gone? Would McIntyre not leaving with the title just cause a riot?
So, yeah, McIntyre not leaving with the title would cause a riot under those circumstances. Maybe there's a way they could sell a Roman Reigns victory, but the safe bet, the safe option for WWE is McIntyre wins in the UK.
Even if it's just one of the titles, they might do some shenanigans with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I did like the commentary team last night. They were like, oh, McIntyre's got an advantage. He's in his backyard. It's like Wales is literally two countries away from Scotland, you silly sausages. Gee whiz.
Graphics on that was great. Fire!
Dragons and eels.
That's basically what Wales looks like as well.
Yeah, they should get the flatty on there, really. A bit of corporate synergy.
That's Friday's news sorted.
Yeah, Theory is absolutely cooked. They geeked him out huge at SummerSlam. He looked like a complete loser in that match with Bobby Lashley. He looked like a complete loser when he tried to cash in the main event. He's something like 0-7 since he won the briefcase. I think that I have a better chance of growing a full head of hair than that man does of successfully cashing in that briefcase at the moment. And I don't think he should cash it in. I don't think he's this surefire megastar that Vince McMahon apparently did. I don't think he's shown anything to suggest that. I think he's quite good at a lot of things, but very good at next to nothing other than, you know, looking really good because he's got a good look.
Yeah, I think he's got potential. I have to try and back him at least because we've
got mid-card potential,
haven't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose another bloody sausage roll to this. But for me, I'd just put him on the back burner for a while, at the very least until you separate these two titles from Roman Reigns, because there's no way he's winning all of the belts.
Hell no, not a chance.
Maybe, you know, what I'd do is still have the briefcase. Maybe don't do the gimmick of Money in the Bank winner losers all of the time. And just try and make people forget about it for a bit. I think this should be one of those long briefcase holding. Maybe even to the point where you're like, you've got like a month left. You really need to crack on with this, because right now, nobody's buying him being the world champion.
You know, honest to goodness, I would geek him out all the way. I would have him lose the briefcase, put him off TV for a couple of months, and then do a refresh, because this is rubbish.
So what you're saying is, what they should have done, Andy, is given the briefcase to Sami Zayn.
Literally anyone else would have been... Well, maybe not literally anyone
should have
else.
Been Sami. Could have had it on the Stone Cold podcast.
Sami would have been really good. Because he's such a git.
I pick him every year and it never happens. Yeah. Maybe now Triple H is in charge, it will finally happen.
Sami is how you do a detestable runt heel gimmick, by the way.
There you go.
Perfect.
Brian Adkins gives us our second question of the day, even if he has tagged Andy Murray and Adam Pacitti. It's fine.
Right.
I get it all the time, Brian. He writes, now that Triple H is reloading the women's division, along with bringing back the women's tag titles, how would you feel about a women's intercontinental championship? Hashtag king of the mic. Hashtag heel with the eel. I want to do the eel doing it.
Take that. Oh, knock the microphone.
Women's IC title. We've got the tag titles back, yeah?
Yeah. I think it would be advisable to maybe wait a little bit. So let the division settle in. Let us find out what it's going to be beyond two shows, which is, I mean, really, we're basing all of this on 3 days, aren't we? SummerSlam to Raw. So, yeah, I'm not yet convinced that we quite have the level of depth required to sustain two singles titles at the top level, the tag titles, which are presumably coming back, and a singles secondary title as well, as much improved as things are. So I would hold off on that for now. Maybe 6 months from now, if we have this crazy, huge, massive roster, maybe then it'll be viable. But for me, maybe a step too far. Maybe it's too soon.
No one is crying out for a mid-card title in the women's division right now. You've got, you know, the women seemingly pass around the 24/7 championship right now, which is not a comparison, but you know what I mean? There's another title doing the rounds there. Let's sort out the women's tag division first, like you say, and let's not forget, SmackDown has got some great talents on there, but it's not awash with talent just yet. Just because we've got, you know, three brilliant women coming back into Monday Night Raw, let's not forget that it was kind of thin on the ground, potentially, going forward of the similar feuds. So I just don't think it's necessary right now.
Yeah, hold on.
Get the tag title sorted first. Final, it's not really a question here. It's just a nice thing to pose to you from CM Chonk.
Legend.
Who writes, I will know Vince McMahon is truly out of WWE when...
Oh, wow. Tremendous. We no longer hear ridiculous phrases like championship opportunity on television. Raw was good, really good last night. It was much improved. And I really loved the focus on wrestling in particular.
Yes.
However, we're still using championship opportunity. We're still using WWE Universe. We're still using Super... All these stupid made-up words that make these wrestlers sound like they are not human beings. Mm-hmm. And they're robots reading from this phrase book of 100 weird things that Vince came up with. And they just regurgitate them. When that stops forever, I will know for sure that the last remnants of that man's farcical latter-day creative hand are gone.
Yes, I'm tempted to agree. There's a bit of me that would suggest I will know Vince McMahon is truly out of WWE when Ciampa beats Lashley. If that happens, I would not be too far away from thinking, boy, things have really changed.
He's excited about that one.
But yes, it's going to take a while just yet. But we are heading in the right direction. Been a while.
Stained, remember them?
Try not to.
Wonder what they're up to these days.
Not much, probably.
What do you reckon they're doing? Are they back?
Have they got the stain out? That's the question. Sill it bang.
Need to see Danny Baker about that one, don't they?
But yes, vast changes before I believe that Vince is truly. Maybe if NXT 2.0 goes back to NXT Black and Gold, you think, okay.
What about Puddle of Month? What are they up to? That's where the stain came from.
Wow. A bit like, you know, like the bit in Usual Suspects when he drops the coffee cup? That's what you just done to me.
Butt rock is something else, man. What a genre.
Right, let's move on to today's And Finally. I just want to do something nice today, Andy. A shout out to Donovan Parata on Twitter, who made a lovely sign that said, Simon, give me a birthday up. And he took it to Raw last night, and he stood outside, and he was forced to stand outside for 30 minutes in the rain. Oh. And he thought, well, don't worry, it'll be worth it. I can get this big sign on telly, and then Simon Miller will give me an up on ups and downs for Monday Night Raw. No, the Bellends took the sign away from him. Screw you guys. Donovan, happy birthday for all of us here at What Culture. I have made sure that Simon has seen this as well. He will give you a mention on ups and downs
too. That'll be a golden up, baby.
But just as a wider thing, Andy, stop taking signs off people when they go to wrestling. If it's offensive, I 100% get it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you think, oh, you know, we don't want that on our screens. But my memory of first getting into wrestling, of putting on, you know, a Monday Night Raw from the Attitude Era, was the show opening, JR being JR, and a sea of people with signs there. Some of them haven't aged as well, but this sea of people. Why now is it like three signs and they go, yeah, that'll do?
Yeah, it's whack, isn't it?
The guy behind me can't see. Great!
It's so whack. Like, I guess like a counter argument would be like, holding it up in front of people when big stuff's going on, but like that seems to me more like a conduct thing. Like,
yes.
Only an asshole is going to hold a sign up in front of someone's face when big thing. You're going to hold them up like during when the camera's panning around and during breaks and stuff. You can have a good time and then you're going to put it down. You're not blocking someone's view the whole thing. So, yeah. Well, this was just a nasty thing to do, man. Screw those security guys.
And they're trying to get like kids into wrestling. You know, grow their younger audience. When we were at the NXT show, there was a girl sat in front of us and she had four different signs for like Cora Jade and Tony D and stuff like that. She was well happy waving them. And like, yeah, even my nephew made me a sign when I ran a 10K. He was all over it with the glitter. And
no one took that off.
No, exactly. Just stop doing this. But yes, once again, happy birthday, Donovan. Sorry for people being bellends.
Yeah, shout outs to Donovan. Happy birthday. I like the nerd signs that you see these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any of these games, but like, Dino Crisis is better than Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I love
Earthworm
it.
Earthworm Jim rules.
Yeah.
Someone can have
cool
it.
Cool spot, too hot. They...
Someone took a, when I was complaining about it, when Guevara had the double belts, someone took a why is he wearing two belts sign. Like every Simon Miller sign I popped for.
Hey,
so
we had a flatty section sign in Ring of Honor, as we saw last week. So
more of that sort of thing, please. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday, Donovan. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll be reviewing this new look Monday Night Raw and NXT 2.0. Oh, a little bit of preview for that coming later on today. Also, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch today, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, it's a flying eel.
It's still moving. How is it? You're not holding it.
It's a lie. It's literally an eel.
It's just left the studio under its own power.
I'm go get it.
At Adam Wilborn, at What Culture WWE for all of us. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.